Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Oklahoma City Thunder are one win away from their first ever NBA championship. For the first time in the finals, they lead the Pacers 3-2, a resounding Game 5 home court win, 120-109, as the Thunder have two shots to get one win to hoist their first ever NBA title. Tonight, magnificent work by Jalen Williams with 40 points, a career playoff high.
That was Matt Pinto on the Thunder Radio Network. And yeah, Jalen Williams was fantastic in this game, especially in the fourth quarter. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Feels like OKC has really found themselves here, Pearl, and it looks like they are now going to no doubt be your NBA champs.
Yeah, I mean, listen, counting out this Pacers team could be a mistake, though, Maggie. They've been hard to figure out. There was a point last night where I was almost certain they were to come back and win the game because Oklahoma City looks so tired. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is exhausted, but no Tyrese Haliburton being Tyrese Haliburton killed the Pacers. If Haliburton was healthy, do you think last night could have gone differently?
I do. However, when the Pacers finally started to make their move, when they cut the deficit to two, they basically trailed the entire game. But when they cut the deficit to two, there was still 8.5 minutes left on the clock. For the Pacers to pull off one of their signature come-from-behind wins, they actually need there to be like 2 minutes left on the clock, or better yet, 30 seconds left on the clock, or 0.7 seconds. 8.5 minutes was just too long, especially considering that Haliburton is just not the closer that he can be anymore with that calf. I just don't trust it. He was 0 for 6 last night, only scored 4 points all from the free throw line. And at game 6 on the road, you're the star. Clearly, he is not himself.
Well, but I would argue that game 3, when the Pacers won pretty easily, they were down, I think, by 5 going into the fourth quarter. That's exactly when their run came, and it was for the exact same reason. The Thunder second unit was getting blown off the court by the Pacers' second unit. They couldn't figure out T.J. McConnell. It feels like Obi Toppin and T.J. McConnell were the best two players on the court for a large stretch.
Yeah, and then what happened when they go on the road? Then Obi Toppin's not playing as well. Benedict Mathurin's not playing as well.
Last night, like, T.J. McConnell was the single best player on the court.
No, T.J. McConnell was, but not all the role players.
Obi had a little run there, too, where he looked like he was very, very confident. You know, he goes through those stretches where he's really good. I mean, I think one of the big surprises of the series is Indiana's bench is so much better than OKC's. How is that possible? OKC had the deepest team in the league coming into this, and they can't figure out T.J. McConnell. It's strange to me. So I don't think it was such a – I don't think it's as quite a done deal as you do.
So you think we're going, what, a game 7? Pacers win in Indiana, then we're back to OKC?
If Haliburton was healthy, I would be sure that we were going to game 7, just like the Nuggets theories. Then I would like the Thunder big time at home, because I don't think the Thunder will shoot nearly as well. But you got to tell me – you got to give me more information on Tyrese Haliburton's calf, Maggie.
Well, here's Rick Carlisle on that calf injury.
He's not 100%. It's pretty clear. But I don't think he's going to miss the next game. And, you know, we were concerned at halftime. And he insisted on playing. And I thought he made a lot of really good things happen in the second half. But he's not 100%, you know. And there's a lot of guys in this series that aren't.
The odd part is that he's not 100%. Rick Carlisle is acknowledging that after the game, right? In the middle of a series, you're acknowledging your star player is definitely hobbled. Yet TJ McConnell, who was very good in the third quarter, played all of 4 minutes in the fourth quarter, and a minute and a half of that was garbage time.
Yeah, that was a tough call. I mean, I think Carlisle is taking a lot of heat for that move.
Here is Halliburton saying that there's no way he wasn't playing despite the injury.
I mean, it's NBA Finals. It's the finals, man. I've worked my whole life to be here, and I want to be out there to compete, you know, help my teammates any way I can.
Okay. I understand the instinct there, right? The warrior instinct, and you want to keep playing, but, you know, that's what the coach has got to make those tough decisions. And I bet if you went back, I bet Carlisle wishes that he had put TJ McConnell in the fourth quarter a lot sooner.
Yes. I told you, but Halliburton did really look hobbled. I'm having trouble wrapping my head around how injured he actually was. Because he was running around a lot. He was moving. He just was.
He wasn't attacking.
Yeah, but is that because of how he plays that sometimes he doesn't do that? That's the rap on Halliburton. He gets unaggressive with his own shot.
But that if you're going to have the comeback, you need the aggressive Halliburton, and you never got it last night. Now, there's another part of this NBA Finals that we find interesting, which is how compelling has this been? You know, the games have been close. The games themselves have been good, but Perloff, you still feel like it's lacking a bit in sizzle.
Oh, yeah, I like that word sizzle is a good word. I just think this series is not going to capture the casual, non-everyday following the NBA fan for a couple reasons. One, they don't really know these stars yet. The Thunder haven't been to the finals since 2012, whole new team. The Pacers haven't been to the finals since the 2000s with Reggie. Nobody knows any of these players. But also, there's not that buzz player. Like, who is the guy that you have to tune in to watch, who's going to have a play that you've never seen before? I don't think either team has that guy.
Although, if maybe there were just some fun nicknames, perhaps you'd be thinking different. That's but what we landed on this morning. If there were some cool nicknames for these guys in this game, then maybe people would grab onto it a little more.
It's interesting. You have to, if you have a player that is so spectacular, you have to give him a nickname. When Vince Carter came to the NBA, everyone was like, God, this guy is so ridiculously spectacular. We need a nickname for him. And they tried a million different things. I think half man, half amazing stuck the most. So I think that, yeah, generally, like, do we really need a nickname for a guy who's going to score 22 points a game with all mid-range jumpers?
Well, he also is the MVP.
I was talking about Jalen Williams, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, do we really, yeah, like, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, like Dr. Duncanstein, that guy needed a nickname. What do we really need one for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
Well, I guess in a perfect world, but at some points I think you might be asking for too much. I can't tell if Perloff's asking for too much, right?
Like, oh, he is.
Oh, come on. You can't
you can tell, Maggie.
What do you mean I'm asking for too much? I am in the large majority of America with this. No, they're asking for more too.
I know, but the funny part about you keep saying Vince Carter, and I know your love for Vince Carter, and so I'm not surprised you're bringing him up. But Vince Carter didn't have a moment in the finals. That's a myth. There's nothing there to live up to because it never happened. I know he wasn't on teams that were good enough, and he wasn't enough of a winning player to be in the finals. Here we have guys who actually are in the finals, who are playing well, who are being interesting. Yeah, they're not, you know, dunking through the legs and then tomahawk yamming at home, but it's still good basketball.
It's San Antonio Spurs. It's Tim Duncan in a two guards body.
I know Tim Duncan's going to go down as one of the greatest power forwards of all time. Like, doesn't that mean anything?
And Shai's game is way more exciting than Tim Duncan. His handle is sick.
For a two guard, in the history of two guards, he is on the less exciting.
He's a point guard, so let's get out the two guard thing. He's their team's point guard.
Everyone compared him. But the big comparison was Kobe and Jordan. Can Shai become one of the all time great two guards? That's not me. That was out there all
over
the place.
All time great players, but I mean, he's their point guard.
Well, also, can we give him a minute? I mean, he's still pretty young in his career.
But, I mean, Tim Duncan is slow. He's plodding. Like, that is not Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Like, to me, like, you're almost describing Luka Doncic to me if you're talking about who's Tim Duncan. Like, Tim Duncan's game was so slow, methodical. Like, Shai's game is slick. He's smooth. His handle is super tight. Like, you keep making him Tim Duncan. Like, I don't think that's a fair comparison either. I don't know who I would compare.
But he doesn't, you know, for a guy like that, he's not going to, you know, have a highlight dunk.
No, but he'll have a highlight crossover. He'll put somebody on their back, which is also exciting.
He's just got a lot of, like, foul line area jumpers.
Well, he's winning. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Do you need more than just winning or close games for things to be interesting?
Yeah, I mean, I think, honestly, I think the Spurs' rise hurt the NBA. It's ratings-wise. If you care about ratings, I think the NBA was dying to get LeBron in there, and then they were so excited when Curry came in there. And even
but LeBron
I think,
played against the Spurs. Like yeah. He had some epic right, battles against the Spurs.
And people would watch because they want to see LeBron, not because they want to see the Spurs. And also, I think that Curry was so different, too. There's sort of nothing about that. If the Thunder gets so good that they win four titles, then it'll be compelling. But I don't know if that's going to happen because in today's NBA, it doesn't matter how good you look one year, something completely different happens the next
year.
See,
and I think this is maybe part of a problem with the NBA because we can actually have a Mahomes-Brady who's the GOAT conversation without Mahomes winning seven Super Bowls, right? We can do that? You don't sound silly?
Yeah. Mahomes has three in his first whatever years. Like you would say, you're not going to have a Lamar Jackson Brady. Of course you would.
No. I'm just saying we can have a conversation in football when things aren't exactly apples to apples. I feel like with the NBA, you have to, like, we wouldn't start talking about legacies of Shea or Halliburton or whoever, anyone who's on the court until they get what, three titles?
But right, you wouldn't talk about. But I don't understand, though. You wouldn't talk about Mahomes and Brady until the Chiefs won all those Super Bowls. Of course not.
Right, but I'm saying we can still have that conversation now when Mahomes has three and Brady has seven.
Right, but we're assuming Mahomes is going to win more.
Okay, but he hasn't yet. In the NBA, you can't even start... It's like you can't even start appreciating a guy until he has... Until he's basically being compared to Michael Jordan or LeBron James. Like, that's all we have. It seems like almost like a little bit lazy. Like, we can't... The one thing that compels people is basically the LeBron-Jordan debate and then maybe Steph and LeBron or something and comparing guys and their legacies. We can't just say, hey, this is just good basketball. This is winning basketball. This is interesting. Maybe it's the beginning of the dynasty.
Oh, man, to catch the sizzle there. This is good basketball. This is interesting. Like, it's not like take your breath away, thrilling. You remember where you were. Like, that's not what you're describing. You're describing a product that just does not sound overly compelling.
Well, I'm just talking about this stranglehold that people say, and you've said it a lot, Pearl, and I don't necessarily disagree with you. Like, what's the NBA look like after LeBron and Steph Curry have retired? Yeah. I mean, we're still doing the Michael Jordan comp. So in some ways, I don't know if it matters because...
Well, LeBron, I think, filled the Jordan void to a large extent.
But we're still saying Anthony Edwards is Michael Jordan or Shea could be Jordan or Kobe. Like, I just think that there's this still this, like when LeBron said he's chasing the ghost of Michael Jordan, I think it's actually true for every great player now. And that's like all we have. And it's gonna get a little old and stale if we have no other rungs on the ladder to compare anyone else to, right?
I'll be honest. I just feel like if we're still clamoring for the days of Michael Jordan in the NBA Finals, basketball outgrew you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, there's like, you know, to me, like, when we talk about music and there are people who are like, oh, this isn't the music of my day. I want to hear the Rolling Stones. Right. Or I want to hear Run DMC. And it's like, well, sorry. Like, music evolved and it changed. And you liked it when you were younger and maybe you're a young adult or maybe you were a kid and it was really exciting. You were into that. But things evolve. Things change. Like, for some reason, the NBA seems to be the sport. But baseball deals with it, too, where it's like, older fans are trying to tell people how it has to be from 30 years ago. Maybe it's never going to be that. Maybe like those fans need to go do something else. Like, just, maybe it's not for them anymore.
Listen, the thing about music is you can always go back and listen to it, right?
Exactly.
And it will always, a banger can come on from 1950 and it will always be fun and you can be in the mood for it.
Yeah, and Jordan switching hands against the Lakers in the NBA Finals will always be a banger.
Right.
It's exciting. It's awesome. But like that's
That's not great, but the question isn't what do you like? The real question is like, what are the ratings going to be for this series? Like, is general America going to get into this series? I think that's the question. And I think I'm right on that. I'm like, of course they're not. Like, what did the casual fan care about Jalen Williams scoring 40 against the Pacers?
Right, right. So this is my point, right? Yeah. It's like, unless you're being compared to Jordan, nobody, it's like, to you, it doesn't matter.
Take me out of it. What do you think about America?
I think you're speaking for a lot of America right now. So
That's the question. The question isn't like, what do I like? The question is like, what is going to capture the casual fans' attention? And I think this is not going to do it. And it doesn't matter. Of course, I like Michael Jordan. Yeah, that was my peak of sports fandom. I get what you're saying, EJ. Yeah. But the reality is like, everybody knew like, oh, this series is going to rate terribly compared to the ones around it.
I just think
there's got to be a reason why.
Yeah, and we can point to a few things. We've mentioned a few. There's no history between these two teams. These are a lot of guys' first time in the finals for many of them. You know, I don't even know if you want to say small market because I don't think it matters anymore. But I think there's a lot of things you can point to, but again, I think if we're always saying, well, are you the next Michael Jordan? There just may never be another one of him. We have to find a way to enjoy sports without always comparing everything to Michael.
But again, and you,
or
I know
basketball, excuse me.
If you had Zion in this series, and I know that's a pipe dream, he's nowhere
he's not
close.
Good enough.
If you had a guy like that, who, I mean, he might be. Actually, did you see with the last game where he was really healthy against the Lakers in that play-in game? It was ridiculous.
That was like two seasons ago.
I know. I'm just saying, if you had a player like that,
well, he's not
maybe,
dedicated enough then because he can't keep his weight down.
But I'm just
he doesn't
saying,
deserve
if,
to be the
if
finals.
If you had a guy who
way.
Does something that we've never seen before, that might attract the fans. I just don't think
But that's what I'm saying when I say that. I feel like then if that's the case, I'm not saying you. I'm saying you just represent America. Then basketball is not for you anymore.
I got to tell you one
if
thing.
You need, if you need a high wire act in order to be excited about teams competing for the ultimate prize in the NBA, then you really weren't.
But also,
either,
too, though, those same fans were into Curry. You know, they were really into Curry. I think they'll be into Wemby.
Right, but
I think
Curry,
they would probably be a little less so into Anthony Edwards. I think everybody's waiting for the next exciting guy.
Wait, can I bring this up, though?
Yeah.
Because it's funny where this doesn't apply to the NFL. You know, our first year together doing the show, we went to a Bengals-Rams finals, right? Which Super Bowl, which had no connective tissue at all. You know, and we found compelling storylines, whether it was Burrow, it was Stafford, you know, McVay trying to avenge, you know, a prior Super Bowl loss, all these things.
Please.
It just didn't matter. Like, and Adam Silver has said something about this. Like, you have two small markets, you have two seemingly air quotes random matchups. It doesn't impact it at all.
Well, yeah, but no, it will. I think, honestly, like, they need Wemby to get to the finals. They need Cooper Flagg to get to the finals. I think there's more coming. I think there's an exciting guy. I mean, honestly, like, if Wemby was in this finals, the ratings would be gigantic. I think it's the players. I don't think it's market size. I don't think it's lack of dynasty. I think there is not a buzz guy there. And it's not because I'm old or something and, like, I'm waiting for Michael Jordan. It's just like, who cares about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Jalen Williams? Give me a 7'6" guy who could cross over and hit a three-pointer. I want to see something I've never seen before.
I know, but you might just have to settle for good basketball.
Not really. I might get this in 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Wemby, no doubt. If he can stay healthy, but Chet Holmgren is here right now, and he's kind of the stepping stone to Wemby.
Give me a break. There is no. If Wemby doesn't get better than what Chet Holmgren is right now, then we're in trouble. Like,
no,
Wemby's got to take him all the way.
7 feet gangly. I mean, Wemby's better than Chet, but
he's also way taller.
I guess so.
Yeah, at least by a good 2 inches. They were saying he's 7'4", but he looks taller.
But on TV, is that going to come through those extra couple?
I think
couple?
It does.
Maybe.
When I watch him, he looks... He makes 7-footers
you
look
see the,
small.
Did you see the picture of Shaq next to Wembanyama?
Yeah.
I think we would never have this discussion if Wemby was in this final.
He took a recent picture with David Robinson, and they were like, there's no way this guy is 7'3".
No, he's 7'6".
Yeah, because he's standing next to David Robinson, who was 7 feet tall, and David Robinson looks like he's Muggsy Bogues. It doesn't even make sense.
888-710-4. I said Muggsy Bogues. 888-710-4476. So are you finding these finals compelling? 888, as I just said, 710-4. I said also the Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff today.
No, it says I'm going to knock your ass out.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Our talents take us to South Beach, Miami, Florida.
Play them if you want to.
Who made the Mount Olympus next? Spoiler, is LeBron James on this Mount Olympus?
How about Shaquille O'Neal?
He might be there too. Got to stay tuned. It's Maggie Perloff.
Supposed to be 1, 2, 3, not 1, 2, back to 1.
All right. The Defensive Player of the Week is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. I mean, you got to go NBA Finals here, right? NBA Finals, Oklahoma City Thunder coming off a win. If I had to pick anyone off of last night's game for defensive player, I'm going with Kayson Wallace, who's mainly a defensive player who finally hit his shots last night. So that's my guy.
I know after getting taken out of the starting lineup, he actually had a good game last night. How about Shea? 4 blocks, 2 steals last night. Could it just be the simple answer, the MVP?
By the way, Siakam's block on Shea was nice last night. I would give Siakam give some love, too.
So the defensive player this week is Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, who, despite being the team's point guard or guard, or I guess there's an argument there, still had 4 blocks and 2 steals in this game. He had a big block on Siakam as well on the other side. That was awesome. I thought he was great. But to be honest, this could have been to the whole team, which I never do and I never will do. But Chet had 3 blocks. People shot 3 for 12 against him in one-on-one matchups. He was phenomenal. Caruso had 4 steals. Wallace had 4 steals. They were all over the place. But I thought Shea, being the star player, setting the tone, I think was a big difference in the
game. They do hunt Shea, though. You can see it. They're trying to get Siakam on Shea whenever they possibly can.
Because he's the worst defender, but it's not because he's bad. It's just...
Yeah, it's just those other guys.
Yeah, do you want Dort or do you want Caruso? There's just a bunch of all NBA defenders all over the place. So you got to pick the guy and happens to be the MVP.
15 steals last night as a team, and it was 23 turnovers for Indiana.
A lot of fouls, too. There were a lot of fouls.
I thought Rick Carlisle might get tossed from the game in the first quarter.
Yeah. He should have.
Honestly, I think the officiating was a big deal last night. They bailed out the Thunder on some really weak calls on the third and fourth quarter.
There was a moment, so it's early in the game, it didn't end up deciding anything, but when Carlisle gets teed up, and he's clearly sending a message, it was should have been called a foul, but it was his coaches had to hold him back so much. I actually thought someone ran onto the court because they had a high angle going, so you couldn't really see him. Rick, unfortunately, was the Pacers coach when the Malice at the Palace happened, too. Mm-hmm. But I thought something happened, like a scuffle with someone in the front row or something.
Yeah, no, and I think he was right on that call. I can't remember.
He was.
Sometimes you'll see a guy going for a layup, and you're like, why wasn't that a foul? Then you see it in slow-mo because the defender just missed him and he whiffed on that. There were a couple plays. I thought Jalen Williams got some calls he shouldn't have. This guy just draw a lot of physical contact, so the officials are in a tough spot. I don't think it helps the flow of the game, by the way. I don't love the style as far as the physicality.
We are doing the Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff today. Miami is in the spotlight, the four sports gods from the city of Miami. I went with Dwayne Wade, Dan Marino, of course, Don Shula, and Howard Schnellenberger. Perloff.
I went with the same group, except I took out Schnellenberger and put in Pat Riley.
The question is, does LeBron James deserve a spot on this Mount Olympus?
I almost pulled the trigger and did it. Did you consider it?
I did, and I just couldn't get there because, first of all, I think Wade is like the representative of that of the Heatles, and I think he's more important, quite frankly, than even LeBron. And LeBron wasn't there long enough.
By the way, one more name, too, football. Jason Taylor, I saw, got a lot of online love. First ballot Hall of Famer. I thought he was a little rich for a first ballot Hall of Famer, but he was a fantastic player for a long time on a team that didn't have a lot of guys.
How about a guy who probably should be in the Hall of Fame, but who isn't? The borderline, Zach Thomas?
Yeah.
I love Zach Thomas. I hated
going against him as a Bills fan.
But he's not quite Jason Taylor good.
No, Jason Taylor was also incredible. You're right. Jason Taylor was a first ballot Hall of Famer. We never really unpacked that.
I didn't love. Sack numbers are hard to tell. They're like wide receiver numbers. They keep going up. But Jason Taylor was fantastic.
Let's go to Dom. He's in San Francisco. Dom, who's on your Miami Mount Olympus?
Hi. Thanks for every day when I call about the same time. I'm walking my dog.
All right.
There's times where I seem like I'm not there. It's because I'm leash tied or I'm looking out for his safety, and I appreciate your patience with me. His name is Frankie, by the way.
After who?
I don't know.
Oh. I thought you were going to say it.
His name. Out of the pound.
His name is Josh Beckett.
I got him out of the pound about 8 years ago, and I just looked at him and thought, he's standard Schnauzer and West Highland Terrier mix. He's really cute.
Amazing. So who's on your Miami Mount Olympus?
Well, Shula, Marino, Dwayne Wade, and I went with Larry Zonka.
Yeah.
And a couple of honorable mentions I have to get in from yesterday would be Willie McCovey and Rick Barry.
Of course,
for our Bay Area Mount Olympus. Thank you so much, Dom. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. I was like convinced that when Dom was telling us the name of the dog that I was going to have a sports tie. Right?
I mean, totally.
When I get a dog, that's only going to have sports ties.
Are you going to name him the Brunson Burner?
Brunson, Josh Hart, Mikhail Bridges.
Just name this dog Josh Hart?
Yeah, that's right.
it's insane.
Patrick Ewing. That's wonderful.
Oh, that's good. That's
I was like, man, he just discovered the
that's
split
great.
The atom.
That's great.
You're so pleased with yourself.
Oh,
by the way, we want to do doing sports nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
He should be the czar.
If we were going to do bad gods, evil gods, Miami's got a fair shot.
Everybody who's run the Marlins.
Yeah, well, Jeffrey Luria, I think, is he considered the worst owner ever? And then, I was thinking about a guy, Isaiah Thomas did his little stint as a coach in Miami, Florida International. Remember that bad boy?
Oh my gosh,
I was trying to figure out what you were talking about.
Me too.
Yeah.
Isaiah did a stint in Miami.
I remember it was a disaster.
It was bad.
It was not good. And I also think of, the Dolphins have been sort of poorly run too since the prime of Marino.
Nevin Shapiro probably makes it on the
Definitely.
Gods of the Underworld of Miami.
Oh no, he's the god of the gods. What's wrong with Nevin Shapiro?
No, he's a snitch. He's a rat.
Oh, he turned.
He was the one who turned on the
Hurricanes.
Wasn't
that he paid for players that he gave?
His own Ponzi scheme. Then he was like, "Well, I'll give you something, NCAA and Feds. I'll give you that. I'm paying Miami players."
Wasn't there a bad official in the Miami Ohio State national title game?
Yeah, whoever called that pass interference. That guy also on the list.
Where do you guys think Derek Jeter ranks among that list? He traded Giancarlo Stanton away to the Yankees and then dipped.
I want to put PJ Brown on that list, not because Miami people hate him, because I hate him.
He flipped
Charlie Ward and changed the history of the NBA.
Joe Charlie made Ward a lot of lists online, too. Alonzo Mourning definitely, because he works for the team, too, right?
I know, but here's the thing about Zoe. I think we all give Alonzo Mourning, who is a sports god in Miami, by the way.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think we give him a little bit of a pass, A, because of all the liver things he went through. I mean, he really was staring down, like a deadly situation and recovered. But also, I think that we all knew that Alonzo Mourning was a good guy.
Yeah, he's just also, but he's a fantastic
chippy player and fantastic player, but in real life was a good, solid citizen.
You're definitely right, but I'm scarred because as a, 11, 10-year-old kid that tried to get Alonzo Mourning autograph, and he said, not today, kid.
He probably saw Ewing jersey.
You're saying
like,
that he...
I was smart. I was not wearing any Knicks paranoia. I was at his basketball camp.
Patrick Chewing.
You're saying Mourning was not as good a player as we remember because he was a nice guy? Because I remember him being a great player.
No. I'm just saying I don't put him on a villains list.
No. Nobody put him on a villain.
He said PJ Brown. I think he's a real god.
No, Mourning. He's a god. Sorry, I thought you were talking about the villains list.
No. Joe makes a sports god. He's on a lot of Mount Rushmore for Miami sports.
Semi-joking, semi-not. Udonis Haslam?
Yeah, no, big
unk.
Yeah, I mean, big part of that.
He grew up in Miami, played basketball in Florida, but spent his whole career down with the Heat. So, I mean,
how about that guy? All of his life in Miami. The bird guy with the
Birdman, Chris Anderson.
Yeah,
Birdman.
You're going to put all 24 Hurricanes on your four-person Mount Olympus, and we could get a couple Heat in there?
I don't know. I mean, EJ made a good point with Sean Taylor.
I wouldn't put Sean Taylor even top five.
What about Mario Chalmers? Remember
Sean Taylor? It's Sean Taylor.
I mean, rank your Hurricane. We could do a whole separate side debate on the most impactful Miami Hurricanes. I'm not sure Sean Taylor makes that list.
Unfortunately, like when people die, it changes how you think of them. But I think that is part of the thing with Sean Taylor. I think if you go to Miami Hurricanes game today, I think you'll see the most shirts you'll see are Sean Taylor shirts.
Been to a game. So well, how much did he win?
He won a national title he was a backup to Ed Reed, but he was on that national title team in 2001, and he was on a team in 2002. They got screwed by that ref against Ohio State. So, I think he only lost one game in college.
I actually saw Ed Reed on some list. He goes ahead of Sean Taylor. But anyway.
The only reason why I said Sean Taylor over Reed, because I think he's from Miami. I know Ed Reed's from New Orleans, so I think that... I threw that as a little bit of a bone to Sean Taylor.
As a homegrown, 888-710-4ISN. Who and what did we get wrong with our Miami Mount Olympus? Bogus is here.
Guys, the Pacers are officially in trouble. Back-to-back losses for the first time in 3 months. Down 3-2 to the Thunder, courtesy of last night's 120-109 loss in OKC. And Tyrese Haliburton is not healthy. No field goals, just 4 points last night while battling a right calf issue.
I mean, it's NBA Finals. It's the finals, man. I've worked my whole life to be here, and I want to be out there to compete, help my teammates any way I can.
T.J. McConnell seemed the better option last night, scoring 13 points in the third quarter, 18 total, but Rick Carlisle didn't stick with McConnell deep into the fourth quarter as the Thunder retook control of the game.
He was very tired. That's why we got him out. And I think there was a play early in the fourth where it looked like fatigue had set in there. And then, Ty was back in. And then that group went on a good run there. So, yeah, it's always a consideration.
The Pacers got as close as 2 in that fourth after trailing by 18 in the first half, only to lose by 11. They committed 8 fourth-quarter turnovers, leading to 13 points, 32 Thunder points off 23 giveaways for the night. OKC, 1 win away from the franchise's first thousands of played in Seattle, Manny. A playoff career-high 40 from Jalen Williams, 31 from SGA.
Oh, the Storm play there.
Game 6 in Liverpool on Thursday night. The Stanley Cup could be won this evening, which is not good for the drought-busting community. Mm. The Panthers can put away the Oilers in Game 6 in Florida and keep Canada cupless since 93. Edmonton is not named its starting goalie yet after going with Calvin Pickard in Game 5 after pulling Stu Skinner from Games 3 and 4. Pickard allowed 4 goals on 18 shots Saturday night in Edmonton.
I was worried that, if Florida wins a cup and then it's back-to-back, so obviously not a slump buster, not a drought buster, but the NBA is going to have a first-time champ, with OKC, with the team in OKC, and then obviously with the Pacers. So either way, I'm good there. Do those two cancel each other out, and 2025 could still be the year of the drought buster?
Canada is the top of the list, drought.
It's killing me. Come on, McDavid. Dreisaitl.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like reality has anything to do with this take anyway.
That's true. Good point.
Like, what's stopping you? Who cares?
You know what? Fair. Thank you.
The definition of a drought has changed about 37 times.
Well, it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
Yeah, we'll flip it to this is the first time since the shoes. Miami Heat that a South Florida team has won back-to-back titles. Right. That's the drought that got busted.
Yeah.
It's It's been a minute. It's been a minute.
Good.
Over a decade,
that
right?
That was good.
Been around Maggie long enough.
Hey, EJ's on my side. The rest of you guys.
Shohei Ohtani allowed one run in one inning while driving in two in the Dodgers' 6-3 win over the Padres last night. This was Ohtani's first start in 21 months.
That's a slump buster.
10th pitch was 100.2 miles an hour. Pitch number 17 of 28 hit 99.9. The Rockies scored three times, top nine, for a 6-4 win in Washington. Hey-o. The Nats have now dropped nine straight. The Philly win streak is five after a 5-2 win in Miami, and the A's are kind of hot.
And Abreu throws, and that swung at a high, deep drive to right. Smith is back. He will not even watch it. And the A's win it on a walk-off by Nick Kurse. A no-doubter up on the berm and right.
That's Ken Korach on A's Radio. A 3-1 home win over the Astros. The A's have won four straight and 7 of 11.
That was a moonshot.
LSU and UCLA could not finish their game at the Men's College World Series last night because of storms in Omaha. The Tigers lead 5-3 through 3. They'll resume at 11 a.m. Eastern today with the loser playing an elimination game tonight against Arkansas.
Oh.
Asia Wilson remains in concussion protocol, so she'll miss her third straight game tonight when Vegas visits Minnesota. And the PGA Tour just officially introduced new CEO Brian Rolapp, who comes over from NFL headquarters. The announcement also said that current commissioner Jay Monahan will step aside for Rolapp when his contract expires next year.
I was at the NFL, I think, with Rolapp at one point.
Are you friends with him?
No, I don't think I ever met him. I would go down the NFL, this was 2004, into the Huddle Cafe when Tagliabue would be there and Goodell would be there, Rolapp would be there. I never met any of them. I was a peon.
Wait,
that would have been cool, though.
Yeah, because I think he was on some people's shortlist as the next commissioner. Yeah.
No, Goodell's never leaving.
Well, I think that's why.
Did Goodell say this was his last contract, then he just re-signed another contract?
Yeah.
He's making $50 million a year. Why would he ever leave?
Well, I did see Shamar Stewart almost killed him when he was hugging him at the draft. maybe the physicalness of the hugs? That's the only thing I got.
That's why he only does round one.
Yeah, and by the way, he'll never be able to live long enough to spend his money. So
maybe he feels like he's got nothing else to do. I thought maybe he'd run for office. His father was
like
a senator, right?
Yeah.
I don't think he's like well liked though.
That's true. He does get booed a lot of places.
Yeah, like you got to be likable at least to start your political career. Then
only to half the country.
Yeah, then everyone hates you after what you're in.
I feel like the hate's gone down a lot for Goodell though.
For a second, I thought you were going to say for politics. Yeah. I was like, what planet are you on?
Yeah, same. I was like, but I still don't think people, like, I think, again, like, when they recruit politicians, like, I know they recruited, obviously, Anthony Gonzalez, who's a congressman in Ohio. There was another athlete I saw they're recruiting. Adam Wainwright.
Right.
Being recruited potentially. Yeah. Like, again, these are people that, who doesn't love Anthony Gonzalez, great Ohio State wide receiver? Who doesn't love,
Adam Wainwright?
Besides Mets fans.
Yeah.
Everyone else loves them. Like, these are great guys, great career people, you know. So once you then get into politics, then people start to hate you.
Well, yeah, but I don't even know how we got it. Goodell.
I mean, people hate him now, so probably he doesn't have the likable.
I don't even remember, like, how did this start? Was it Spygate? I have no idea.
It was the jail, Ray Rice. The jail stuff. He came in the league, so I'm the sheriff.
Oh.
Yeah. And he was like, guys were just not even getting charged. He was like, suspended 6 games.
But Maggie said Ray Rice, which is the opposite.
That was another thing.
Oh, I think at first he didn't come down hard enough, right?
So he came down hard, then he didn't come down hard. The jail stuff first?
No, they reacted to the video of Ray Rice. That's why he got in trouble.
Yeah, but I thought he came in as a sheriff.
He definitely did.
He did. So what happened with the Ray Rice thing is that they just, when Ray Rice, before the video, they had the police report, which described exactly what was on the video. And they brought Ray in, and then they brought his wife in, or I think she was the fiance at the time, and they interviewed them together. And that is like a big no-no.
Yeah.
And because, like, who's going to be truthful in that situation? Right. And then once the video came out, they were going to suspend him, I believe, for 2 games off of the police report. And then the video came out and was like, this is so heinous. Like, how could you have only suspended for 2 games? And he got a lot of backlash for that.
Right. But it's funny because it's the exact opposite of why people started to hate Goodell. he was way too lenient with Ray Rice.
Right.
Where he came in the league in 06, 07 and just suspended everybody.
It was like James Harrison just kept getting fine after fine after fine.
Right. Ray Rice was in 2014. In 2017, Spygate era, he was over the top. Also,
Bountygate, people thought he was too harsh.
Yeah. But I don't even know if that's why we all hated him. There felt like a lot of different reasons.
Well, to be fair, I mean, being a sports commissioner is not a really universally liked position. Doesn't get booed? I mean, David Stern used to court it, you know. People think Adam Silver is running the league into the ground.
Gary Bettman
gets booed 10 ways from Sunday.
Rob Manfred?
He called the World Series trophy a piece of tin.
Yeah, no, I know. I would say, you're right. There isn't really a popular... Has there ever been? I feel like
was popular.
Silver was in the media, at least.
Was popular, right?
Silver, after he banned Donald Sterling, got very popular because Sterling was a racist, awful person who deserved to be out of the league.
Peter Ueberroth, who was a commissioner, right? I believe of baseball, and then he took over the Olympics. He was a huge name. Who everyone liked. Roselle people liked, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You guys know better than me. Yeah. I was young, but I guess Pete Roselle would probably be the last one.
Commissioners had a
I think Ueberroth was after Roselle, but... I'm not sure. Baseball, Pete Rose screwed up a lot of commissioners. Like, there are a lot of problems with baseball.
I don't think people love Bugs Selig.
Yeah,
I definitely not.
Literally used car salesman. Which is a good first profession to have before you get into being a commissioner. Skill sets transfer.
By the way, I think Rob Manfred's also had a turnaround. I think the
rules, because of the rule changes?
I think they've helped. I feel like he was at a valley a couple years ago. Now he seems to be, he's okay. He's not great, but he's...
And he brought back the uniforms for the All-Star game, so that approval rating for Manfred going back
serious?
Up. Oh, yeah. This is the best
news I've heard in months.
Home whites.
I've had some rough stuff happen in my house recently.
Home whites and road grays will be worn at the All-Star game.
And that's not new news.
No, that's not necessarily... That was new year news from last year, but yeah, now it's definitely confirmed.
How did I know this?
I have no idea. You're the EP, bro.
Seriously.
It doesn't take much to turn around your thoughts on commissioners.
No, change my mind. Rob Manfred, you're up to number one, baby. President of the United States, Rob Manfred. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They're not voting for him.
Yeah. We know he's got a direct line to the current president.
Listen, if he all says we can all wear all-star uniforms that are just our favorite teams every day, I would consider him. Just saying.
That's America's uniform?
Exactly. Just wear your favorite baseball team uniform every day. Like, Perloff just comes in every day with a Phillies uniform.
You know, that might finally unite us. As a country, everyone just wearing their favorite baseball stuff all the time. Easier conversations to have than some of the other distressing things happening in the world.
Every time I see Bogus wear something Mets related, I want to punch him in the face.
Well, that's a this place.
That's a me thing.
That's a Bogus thing specific.
That's Bogus's face.
By the way, more proof. Met game Sunday, Mets and Rays, multiple dopes in Yankee jerseys and hats in Queens. Yeah? You say it doesn't happen, it happens in every single game.
It happens every time I go to Yankee Stadium. Bunch of losers in Mets jerseys with Juan Soto jerseys on. Bunch of losers.
It's you and your friends.
Shouldn't say that of people who work here, Manny. 888-710-4.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
ISN 888-710-4476. Thank you, Bogish. Lots more to do, including we got to get to, while we're on Miami and the Mount Olympus of the four sports gods from Miami, could a current Miami coach be the first one fired this NFL season? Yeah, we're looking at you, Mike McDaniel. We'll do that next. All eyes on Miami today. The Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff moves to Miami. The four sports gods from that fun city. Just going to lay out for Will Smith here. Let's go to Mike in Syracuse. Mike, well, quickly, Perloff and I will rehash who we have. I have Dan Marino and Don Shula. I have Dwayne Wade, and I have Howard Schnellenberger. Perl, go ahead.
I have same three, except Pat Riley instead of Schnellenberger.
Mike, who'd we miss?
Well, choosing to do Miami today, when you should have saved it for tomorrow, you might want to stick Alexander Barkov on there. If he manages to close out Edmonton tonight, two Stanley Cups, three trips to the finals.
Yep, the captain.
Yeah. And there's another little nod. There's a guy that played basketball here in Syracuse, went down to Miami, became beloved.
Oh, I mentioned Ronnie Cycli. I mentioned him.
Yeah, Ronnie Cycli.
Who I thought about actually putting on this Mount Olympus, Pearl, and Mike, thank you so much for the call, because he, you know what Ronnie Cycli does now in his retirement?
No, what's that?
He's a DJ.
Yeah.
He's like a club DJ.
More famous for Miami. I think Glenn Rice would definitely get the call up for that team, right?
No, but what's more Miami than becoming a DJ? Like, now Ronnie Cycli, if you're talking about sports gods, it's like your playing career, then what do you even do after? It's like the most Miami profession possible.
For some reason, like, because Glenn Rice was such a great player, like, I kind of run to Cycli because, like, that was his best years was in Miami. Like, you know, Glenn Rice played in Charlotte, was really good there. He was an all-star in Charlotte. What are you talking
about? Yeah, but I mean, I think he was, like, for a long time, wasn't he the Heat's leading scorer?
Yeah, I know, but I mean, he was awesome in Charlotte. I don't want to disrespect Glenn Rice's time there. So that's the kind of thing with him.
He was an original. Both of them were original Heats, right? It was original.
And then Steve Smith was there early too.
Yeah. By the way, I was thinking when I say all time Panther, I just sort of remember for some reason Pavel Bure was there for a while, right? And it was awesome. That was the one that I think of him as the Panthers. It's hard to grab onto a Panther. We want to. Trust me. They're defending champions.
Well, Mike said we should do it tomorrow because, you know, the Panthers can win the cup tonight. But
I feel like Mike kind of jinxed the Panthers there. I got that vibe.
I'm still holding out for the Oilers to be the drought buster. Santos is in Arkansas. Who'd we leave off, Santos?
I was just curious to know if Larry Zonka could possibly make that list or could have made that list.
I think so, but the question is, who do you take off? So do you take off Shula? Do you take off Marino for Larry Zonka?
I would take off Marino.
No, you take off the basketball guy. You take off Howard Schnellenberger or Pat Riley.
But Santos just said, I take off Marino.
Marino, nah.
Well, only because, you know, they're the only team to go undefeated.
Yeah, but then it's Jim Kick and Mercury Morris, too. I mean, that was a team effort, wouldn't you say, Santos?
Yes, definitely yes.
Zonka, we definitely thought of. You mentioned Brian Griese before as well. You know, it's funny because, Santos, and thank you for the phone call, all the Miami Dolphins, you have to go to 30 years ago. I mean, we talked about maybe Zach Taylor.
Jason Taylor and Zach Thomas.
Who else? I mean, Tua's not making that list. They've gone through multiple head coaches. The team has no identity. It's still Marino.
Yeah, and Shula. Crazy. And Shula has a huge presence down there as well. I mean, of course, they haven't even come close. Not even close for many years.
No, and now you have, you know, Bradley Chubb, who is on the team, saying that, you know, all this whole talk about us changing the culture, well, it turns out it was just a bunch of BS. Nothing changed at all. Like, that is not good for Mike McDaniel.
I mean, isn't the whole key to them, when two is on the field, they're good. When two is off the field, they're bad.
Feels like two was on the field mostly last year.
Not really. I feel like when Tua got hurt, and they went away, and then he got hot at the end of the year. They need Tua. And if that's your formula, is that ever going to work?
Well, they paid him, so it's not like he's going anywhere.
Yeah, he looked bigger in this offseason. Again, he changes his look every year. Have you guys seen the new Tua?
No, is it still...
You wouldn't recognize him.
Well, he was unrecognizable last year. We thought he maybe did something with his teeth.
Yeah, he changed his hair again. He does all sorts of things every year.
He's reinventing himself.
Yeah, he needs to reinvent himself to be healthier, and then they'll be okay.
Funny. Could have been an Aaron Rodgers destination.
Oh, I will give you Aaron Rodgers to the Rams. Could have worked. Aaron Rodgers to Miami. I don't know. You need a strong team around you.
They're going to wish they had him. 888-710-4ISN. I'll give you the number. We got to go. What am I doing? We got to say goodbye. I don't want to. Thank you, EJ Stewart. Thank you, Manny Rodriguez, Andrew Bogish, Andrew Kaplan. You guys on the phones are awesome. EJ, who do we have tomorrow?
Not sure. Stand by.
Mount Olympus.
Hurry up, EJ. Hurry up.
Maggie and Perloff.
Trying. Seattle.
Yeah.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's all about the games.
And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.